Oh, traveler, I hear you. The sound of your boots on the forest floor is music to my ears. And if I hear you, then by the logic of this plane, you can also hear me. I must see you. I need you. Follow the sound of my voice. I'm through the trees. You're on the path, aren't you? There's no adventure to be had there. You must walk the road less taken. It's more rewarding. Come to me. Come deeper into the woods. Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I won't hurt you, I promise. I'm the best thing to ever happen to you. Ah, was there ever a sweeter sound? Footsteps approaching me. Please, please continue putting one foot in front of the other. Right and left, dear human. Right and left. What? What's wrong? Did you think that a voice that calls to you in the woods would be a human one? Surely you are not so ignorant. The sun has set and the moon is full, and this is the time for the things which are decidedly not human. Come closer still. Please resume your journey towards me. I bet you're too curious to turn back now. I can hear the questions in your head. What is it? What does she look like? Is it a vampire? Surely not. A vampire would have no need to call to you. Come closer, and I'll answer every question. I'll sate your curiosity, traveler. Ah, here I am, in all my flesh-covered glory. I hope I don't disappoint. A feminine form, complete with eyelids and eyelashes to bat at you. Come closer, please. Step into the light. My curled finger beckons to you, does it not? Ah, I very much like the look of you. You stand tall and fearless, kissed by the moonlight that blesses us through the forest canopy. You have very regal features. I'm sure you're courted by many. No. Well, that's a shame. Of course, there's no accounting for taste with some humans. So I've learned. Why not come just a bit closer to me? My voice is strained from our conversation. And your little ears look so tiny. You'll be able to hear me better. Ah. You saw it when you looked down, didn't you? Yes, a thick line of salt forming a hideous circle at my feet. Do you see how small it is? A circle cage, not big enough for a songbird. It's criminal. I can't even lay down. I bet you don't like seeing other living things in pain. Oh yes, I can tell a few things about you now. I see the weapons at your back, the fluidity of your step, and the dirt on your traveling cloak. You're a human of action. Won't you free me? Please. What? No. Because I'm a demon. I don't like that word. I am a maiden, blessed with feminine features and trapped by a cruel hand. Left here in the woods to rot. Your skepticism is admirable. No, really. Humans make that mistake all the time. You think kindness is a trait and not a choice, and that people are nice by nature. You are correct to cast doubt. Many evil people act nicely before they strike. And they criticize you when you point it out. Or make you feel guilty. How dare you say that about me? I'm just being nice. You can't trust anyone. You're the problem. And if I were truly evil, if I was some sinister demon bent on hurting you, I wouldn't applaud you for questioning me. I'm making a lot of sense, aren't I? Come closer, pretty human. I want to get a better look at you. And you're in no danger from me with this salt on the ground. Ah. And just look at you. Oh, there's a reason why vampires are obsessed with humans. Those bright eyes and those long limbs. Your neck is quite beautiful, but I think the line of your jaw is entrancing. I want to follow the curve of the bone with my fingernail. Are you lonely, traveler? You must be to speak with me. I have more than words for you. Just reach out with your foot and disturb the salt circle on the ground for me. I could embrace you then. I could tell you all kinds of interesting things. You hesitate. It's fine. Let us speak more. Why do you travel? To reach a destination? To reach an opportunity? To think? Ah, so that's the reason. I could help you, you know. I could be whatever you wanted for a time. I'm more than a pretty face and a pair of horns. What's your type? What do you like? Do you like the chase? The hunt? I could be prey for you. Or do you want something more dangerous? Something with spirit. I could be delicious wine and high heels, a fur coat over a silk dress. Oh, you still look skeptical. Do you doubt me? Consider the implications, my dear human. The danger. Do you ever indulge yourself? Listen to the beat of your heart, traveler. Feel the moonlight above and the wind from the forest. You are alive. Free and capable. Confronted with a beautiful woman who is trapped and hurting. When you're older, what do you want to say that you did with me? What makes a better story? Are you the type to shy away from a challenge? I don't think you are. I think that you want to help me. I think you can hear the pain in my voice. My longing to be free. All it takes is one touch. Do you feel how powerful you are in this moment? One kick from your shoe and the salt circle that contains me is gone. Dust in the wind. Oh, I know you're hesitant. It's okay. I would never hold your feelings against you. I just want to touch you. To reach out and brush your hair back from your eyes. You've been alone for so long, haven't you? On the count of three, take a deep breath. One, two, three. Ah, and just like that. See how easy that was? I don't ask for much. Thank you, you lovely human. You're delightful. Come here. Come here. I'm as good as my word. Let me embrace you. You earned it. Oh, I feel warm. How novel. How am I going to repay you? I think I'll keep you. Yes, you'll make a lovely pet. Is that not a grand reward? You'll like it where I live, don't worry. I'll make sure you're quite comfortable. But I'm not unkind. Let's finish your walk in the woods before I take you. Won't you please offer me your arm? I want to walk like a lady. Besides, this will give you a chance to say goodbye to your world.